Today, through the prophet, God speaks. Thus says Yahweh to his anointed one, whom he has grasped by his right hand, I have called you by your name. God speaks to his anointed one. Who is he speaking to? Well, the adjective anointed originally applied to the kings of Israel. So maybe this Cyrus is one of the kings of Israel. Also, the word anointed in Hebrew, anointed one, is Messiah. And in the Greek, anointed one is Christos, or Christ. So maybe this passage is referring to Jesus. But no, God speaks these words to King Cyrus. King Cyrus is the one who is God's anointed, whom God has grasped by his right hand, and whom God has called by his name. But the surprising thing is, this King Cyrus is not one of the kings of Israel. He is the king of Persia, and he worships pagan gods. Yet God says that he is his anointed one because he will use King Cyrus as his instrument to bring God's people home from exile. So, in other words, God knows Cyrus, even though Cyrus does not know God. And this is analogous to what we are celebrating today with these baptisms. Although in a certain sense, Braden does not know God yet, but God knows him. God has grasped Braden's hand, and he has called him by his name. And at his baptism today, Braden will be anointed with sacred chrism. Yes, it's going to be so much fun. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so God our Father is going to anoint Braden. Today, Braden will become God's anointed one. Now, we heard in our first reading, didn't we, Braden, that Paul writes to the... Thank you, Braden. Well, we heard in our first reading Paul writing to the Christians at Thessalonica, and he tells them that they have been chosen by God, and that the gospel came to them not only in words, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and with great effect. Because the gospel, the good news, is not just a proclamation, but it is the saving power of God. And so, likewise, today, God chooses Amelia and Braden and Annie. He chooses them, and the gospel comes to them in power and in the Holy Spirit and with great effect. Because we heard in the gospel today that Pharisees came to Jesus to test him. And they asked him if it was lawful to pay the census tax. And he said, well, show me a coin. And when they bring him the coin, he says, whose image is on the coin? And they say, Caesar's. And so he replies, well, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God. Well, Annie and Braden and Amelia bear the image of God. They belong to God. And they are anointed today to be another Christ, the anointed one in the world. Sorry for making you cry, Braden. So how will all this be actualized? Well, Pope Benedict XVI gives us some insight in a message that he delivered in 2006 in preparation for the 21st World Youth Day. And in that message, Pope Benedict refers to the prophecy of Ezekiel, where God will exchange for a heart of stone a heart of flesh, a truly human heart. It is not a physical transplant, of course, but Pope Benedict makes that comparison. Because at baptism, God implants within us that new heart through faith. And Pope Benedict compares that to a real physical heart transplant. Because in a real transplant, a real physical transplant, the organism needs treatment. And the person requires the necessary medicines to live with a new heart, so that one's heart becomes their own heart and no longer the heart of another. And so in the spiritual transplant of baptism, God gives us, implants within us, a new heart, a heart that is open to Him and to His call. In order to live with this new heart, we must use the appropriate therapies to make it truly our own heart. And these therapies are a serious life grounded in prayer, being formed by reading the Bible assiduously, celebrating the sacraments with faith, learning what it means to be Christian through our ongoing formation, that is, learning what it means to be part of a people who have hearts that are truly human. And these parents today, the parents of Amelia and Braden and Annie, are charged today to provide the adequate treatment for these children so that the new heart that is implanted in them today through baptism really becomes their own heart. That is your charge, parents. And all of us today are challenged to ask ourselves the question, are we taking advantage of the appropriate medicine so that the heart of flesh, that new heart God implanted in us at baptism, really becomes our own heart? Amen.